time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Wednesday, the 29th of March. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, 24, and Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thank you for worshiping with us this morning. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night over our lives. And we thank you for this time to come together to open up your word. We pray for your spirit to come and teach us the things we need to learn so we can be doers. Help us, Lord, to be able to work your harvest faithfully. And we pray that you would anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit. This is our prayer to you, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time. Let me get that queued up. I thought it was, but it wasn't.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. Lift up your head, your redemption is nigh. Let glad alleluia mount up to the sky. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. Lift up your head, your redemption is nigh. Let glad alleluia mount up to the sky. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. About time, O Christian.
gospel according to Hebrews 3, the gospel in Hebrews 3. Let's pray. Father, be with us this morning. We thank you very much for your love. We thank you for just being such a wonderful God, to have created such a wonderful plan called the plan of redemption, to have saved us and made us your wonderful children, not because of our worthiness, but because of your mercy. Be with us now as we study the gospel in Hebrews 3. In Jesus' name, amen. Wherefore, holy brethren, isn't that beautiful? Holy brethren. You see, the Bible tells us we get a name change. Isaiah 62, 10 and 12. It's a song. I'll sing it to you. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, the redeemed of the Lord. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. You see, my friends, you get a new name. When you are redeemed, you're called the holy people. Now, you might remember what you used to do out there on the streets. God said, that doesn't matter. You're called the holy people. You might remember what you used to do in the club. That doesn't matter. When you are redeemed, you're called the holy people. And in Hebrews, it begins by saying, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. I love that. You know, the Bible says we are partakers of the divine nature in Hebrew, in 1 Peter chapter 4. That means we're not divine. We take part, partaker, take part in the divine nature, friends. That is beautiful that we can have the nature of God at least in part. That is a beautiful thing. He took our nature in whole. Praise the Lord. It says, partaker of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus is an apostle. Well, the Bible says, and he's also a high priest, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. Christ is the one who created Moses. Christ is the one who created the earth. The Bible says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Who is the Word? In the beginning was the Word. That was Psalms 33, 6. Go to verse 9. Then you go to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. That's why we can say by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. And without him was not anything made that was made. Praise God. The Bible says, if you skip down to verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Reading on, brothers and sisters, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he that buildeth the house hath more honor than the house, for every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. You know, who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who made the rivers flow to the seas? And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who made the flowers bloom in the spring? And who wrote the song for the robin to sing? And who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. Oh, yes, my friends, God made all things. For Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken thereafter. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end. Now, brothers and sisters, there is a plethora of verses in the Bible that prove that once you give your heart to Christ, that does not mean you are saved forever and that you have no choice and you can't even pry your own self out of God's hands. That would be force. God is not a God of force. The Bible tells us in, I forgot where it is, in the book of Revelation, I believe, but it says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life, okay? I think it's Revelation 2. Well, this verse says that means we have to be faithful to get that crown of life unto death. So if we give up before death, we don't get a crown of life. The Bible says that, let me get the verse here. Yes, verse 6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. So we have to hold firm unto the end. Did you know that? Let me give you a little bit of a slight lesson in politics, if I can use biblical politics, let's call it that. Did you know that no one can take a right away from you? Did you know that? The government can't take a right away from you. They can take a privilege away from you, but they can't take a right away from you. Now, you can voluntarily surrender that right. And guess what? Sometimes God tells us to do that with certain rights, okay? In other words, God may tell you, I would make sure God told you. God may tell you to allow a police officer to search you or search your car when they don't have the right to search your car. That would be a right that you voluntarily gave up. I don't recommend it unless the Holy Spirit tells you, but there's no sin. There's no sin in giving up that right. So rights can be voluntarily given up, but they can't be taken from you. Now, that doesn't mean the police can lie and put you in handcuffs and then do it, but they didn't take away your right because you didn't consent to it. You follow what I'm saying? We might have to give up our lives to protect our rights, but they didn't take it from us, okay? They just tried to pressure us in giving up the right. But if I have to die for Christ, I didn't give up the right of being with Christ. If I have to die for the sake of the Sabbath, then I didn't give up the right to keep God's holy Sabbath day. And there will be martyrs. So a right can't be taken from you, but a privilege can. If the government gives you a privilege, they can remove that privilege from you. All right, let's keep reading on, brothers and sisters. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. My brothers and sisters, everything written in the Bible, because that wasn't the first time that verse was written. Notice the Apostle Paul here says the author of that phrase was the Holy Ghost. The Bible says holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, 2 Peter 1:20 and 21, okay? So it's very important that we remember who wrote the Bible. It was holy men, but they were given the message from the Holy Spirit. It is thus the word of God. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with them, with that generation, rather. It said, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. You see, the people who came out of Egypt, most of them didn't make it to the promised land. We're going to learn it's because they wouldn't obey. They wouldn't believe. So God let their children go in. So I'll be talking about that. Friends, we've got to believe God. We have to have faith or God's not going to let us in. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you of an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You know, sin is nothing but a deception. Did you know that? It tells you that you'll be better off if you do this. You'll be better off if you eat this. You'll be better off if you wear this. You'll be better off if you hang this from your ears and all kind of stuff. It tells you all kind of deception. You're better off if you lie to get some money. it'd be better off. It is called the deceitfulness of sin. It is a deception. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. We already read that. That's repeated in the verse. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom he was grieved 40 years. Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? Friends, if we don't believe, that means we obey, because if you believe, you'll obey. That's what belief is. I believe that the chair I'm sitting in, you see the back of this chair, I believe it will hold me up. Therefore, I set my gluteus maximus in it. My belief, I could stand all around the chair all day long and tell you and preach and scream and sing about how that chair will hold me up. I don't believe that the chair will hold me up until I sit down in the chair. So when you believe God, there's an action to that. We actually do what he says. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Can't wait till Hebrews chapter 5, brothers and 4, but Hebrews 3 lets us know we've got to be believers. You've got to believe what God says, friends. And if we hold our profession to the end, we've got to believe and be obedient to the Lord. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful, inspiring lesson. We ask that you would bless us as we continue to study the book of Hebrews. Be with us now on this day, this Wednesday of the 29th of March, that the Spirit of the living God will fall afresh upon us, that we will hear your voice speaking, that we will obey, that we will commune with you, reading the word and obeying it, avoiding temptation today. We thank you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, we're going to take a little break now, intermission time, and while you prayerfully consider, we'll be back with a health message. Sister Lenny's going to lead out in that, where we'll be talking about in contact with nature. Praise God. Time for the torso song.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. Praise God. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to hear from Sister Lenny. And she'll speak to us at this time.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. In contact with nature, the Creator chose for our first parents the surroundings best adapted for their health and happiness. He did not place them in a palace or surround them with the artificial adornments and luxuries that so many today are struggling to obtain. He placed them in close touch with nature and in close communion with the holy ones of heaven. In the garden that God prepared as a home for his children, graceful shrubs and delicate flowers greeted the eye at every turn. There were trees of every variety, many of them laden with fragrant and delicious fruit. On their branches, the birds caroled their songs of praise. Under their shadow, the creatures of the earth sported together without a fear. Adam and Eve, in their untainted purity, delighted in the sights and sounds of Eden. God appointed them their work in the garden, to dress it and to keep it, Genesis 2:15. Each day's labor brought them health and gladness, and the happy pair greeted with joy the visits of their Creator. As in the cool of the day, he walked and talked with them. Daily, God taught them his lessons. The plan of life, which God appointed for our first parents, has lessons for us. Although sin has cast its shadow over the earth, God desires his children to find delight in the works of his hands. The more closely his plan of life is followed, the more wonderfully will he work to restore suffering humanity. The sick need to be brought into close touch with nature. An outdoor life amid natural surroundings would work wonders for many, a helpless and almost hopeless invalid. The noise and excitement and confusion of the cities, their constrained and artificial life, are most wearisome and exhausting to the sick. The air laden with smoke and dust, with poisonous gases, with their germs of disease, is a peril to life. The sick, for the most part, shut within four walls, come almost to feel as if they were prisoners in their rooms. They look out on houses and pavements and hurrying crowds with perhaps not even a glimpse of blue sky or sunshine, of grass or flower or tree. Shut up in this way, they brood over their suffering and sorrow and become a prey to their own sad thoughts. And for those who are weak in moral power, the cities abound in dangers. In them, patients who have unnatural appetites to overcome are continually exposed to temptation. They need to be amid new surroundings where the current of their thoughts will be changed. They need to be placed under influences wholly different from those who have wrecked their lives. Let them for a season be removed from those influences that lead them away from God into a pure atmosphere. This morning's reading is coming from the Ministry of Healing, page 107. Thank you so much, and have a happy day staying in contact with nature. God bless you.
Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. Praise the Lord. Friends, the phone lines are open. We've got half an hour to the top of the hour. If anyone with a testimony, prayer request, anything you'd like to share, go ahead and press star 6. We begin with also our roll call. We have South Carolina and Virginia with us on Facebook. We actually have on the call, we have Ohio, we have Maryland, we have Delaware, and Delaware again. Third time for Delaware. We have a new person. God bless you. Welcome. We have Ohio, we have Iowa, we have Georgia, we have Bermuda. God bless each one, and we'll go to our phone line and pick up our caller from Ohio at this time. Good morning, sister. Sister Donna, check your mute, please. Yeah, there you go.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm alone. And I wanted to take this opportunity to thank Sister Lenny for that reading. That is really beautiful and so true. So thank you very much for sharing that. And I wanted to ask for prayer, please, for myself and my family as well. And that's it. Thank you very much, and God bless everyone on the line.
Amen. All right, we will definitely keep you in prayer. Pray for you. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything at this time? All right, we've got our mother in Israel on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone on the line. And I thank God for Sister Lenny. I heard about her. I've never met her. But when you follow God's plan, you are free in the sense that you just do what the Lord would have you to do. And I can attest to Sister Lenny's, her testimony about her life. When you get in contact with people that encourage you to follow God's plan, health plan, or his spiritual advice that we get in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, it just changed your life. I can remember I haven't documented the time that I was at Massachusetts at this wilderness ministry. Two friends of mine, husband and wife, they went there for a cleansing program. And they encouraged me to go because I had a few problems. And it was a life-changing experience. It was up in the mountains in Adams, Massachusetts. And I tell you, it was just life-changing. I knew about the vegetarian lifestyle, but I didn't follow it. And the cleanse that I had, the body cleanses I had, maybe it was a little too much for me. When I came back, my granddaughter said, "Granny, did they feed you?" Anyhow, from that time, I decided I'm going to be a vegetarian one day. And I did. And from then, I have not really turned back. I did at one time about 10 years ago. I had pneumonia. And I was hospitalized for 5 days. And I became so weak that my family encouraged me to use a little fish. I did, but after a few months, I couldn't take it. I saw something that caused me to inquire, where did they get the fish? It was red snapper. I didn't like how it looked, and I just turned away from that. And I used all vegetables, all vegetarian, and I'm a different person. And yesterday I was talking to a great nephew of mine. He said, would you mind if I ask your age? I said, "Well, no, not really. I can tell you I'm over 21. And he laughed so much. And then I told him my real age, and he was simply surprised. Because my youngest sibling, he is 92. And there was another sister between me and him, and she is gone. So I thank God for my age. And by his grace, I try to follow his health plan. And I can still walk without a cane. I had to report to a clinic 3 weeks ago. I had some problems with my knee. But by God's grace and with your, Pastor Fleming's, with your advice, I used the castor oil poultice and some heat. And by the grace of God, I'm climbing the stairs again, 13 in all, to get to the top floor. So God's plans and his treatments that his servants would advise us from time to time, and the books that are written, some of them are very, very helpful if you will follow God's plan. And Sister Lenny, thank you for your ministry. God is good, and if we follow his plan, we will be better off.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Mother. God bless you. We're going to go now
to you. Thank God for you and your dear wife and your ministry, and I pray for you every single time I have worship, because you're doing God's work, and you're one of his true servants.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, because the health ministry, which is the medical ministry, and the gospel ministry go hand in hand. We cannot separate them. We should not even try to separate them, because it's God's plan and we should follow them.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Mother. We're going to go now to our next caller. That is going to be Sister Leilani. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a testimony and a question to on Sabbath. We have our Sabbath school in the afternoon instead of the morning, and I had a mini stroke. I was cognizant of everything that was going on. We were studying, and I was making a comment on the Sabbath school lesson, and I just couldn't get the words out. I couldn't think of the words to say, and it was, you know, I have occasionally had those thoughts where I couldn't think of the right word I wanted to say. But this was like over a minute, and my church members were just looking at me strangely, and so they asked me if I wanted them to call my daughter, and I said yes. And but they asked me if I wanted to go to the emergency room or the urgent care, and I said no, because by that time I had gotten my speech back. But when I went into the emergency room, they did a CAT scan, they did an MRI, and they did an MRA. They're checking my brain and my circulation, and they came back, and this was just a little blockage on the in the left brain, which is the speech center. And I had no other neurological deficits, no balance problems, no difference in my smile or my pupils, or it was just that minute or two where I could not say the words, put the words mm-hmm. together. So I really am thinking that I really need to go to a your center and get my diet cleaned up. And I know one of the things that I hadn't been drinking water enough, and I was dehydrated. And so that can make your blood thicker too. But I just really want to get my life straightened up and be living a healthier life. I mean, I'm vegan, but there's a big range of being vegan, and I want to be whole food, plant-based, and follow the 8 laws of health. So could you text me information or email me information?
Sure. Is it possible that I could call you first?
Yes, but I have a lot of things that I'm doing today. I need to go get some financial work done, and
sure.
So I'm going to be really busy the early part of maybe in the evening.
Okay. Yeah, let me start with a call, and then we'll be able to get a little more information. We'll know what to, you know, send you. But you will, yeah. If you want me to call you, I'll call you this evening. What kind of range of time is good for you? And you're on Central Time, correct?
Yes. Yes.
In other words, it's probably 5:42 there?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So you're talking about, like, what, 6 o'clock your time?
6 o'clock. We have our – wait. Yeah, 6 o'clock would be fine.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely give you a call.
Actually, 5 o'clock would be better.
Yeah, that would be even better for me. Okay, 5 o'clock your time, I'll give you a call.
Okay. We have prayer meeting tonight.
Sure, sure. Okay. We understand. Yeah. I'll give you a
but
call
I'm
around
so
5
grateful.
O'clock.
I'm so grateful to God that, you know, with all those tests they did, everything was pretty good, and there was no shrink of the brain or no signs of dementia. And I'm just so grateful to God. It was kind of a wake-up call for me.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, God has you on a journey, and he's going to complete the journey and bring you where you need to be.
Yes. He's good all the time.
Yes. Amen. All right, we're going to go ahead and take Sister Lenny's call. Thank you, Sister Leilani, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later. All right, Sister Lenny, good morning.
Good morning again. I'm just requesting special prayer for the youth, special prayer for those who are still grieving from the loss of a loved one or friend, and that God will take control of people's minds, you know, that they will stop doing the things that they do. Just take control of all of our minds and just really, really come closer to him. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now to wrap it up. I'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, who will to a point near completion.
Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for your word, Lord, and we just pray that we'll be able to study things out for ourselves, continually asking always for your Holy Spirit to teach us the things we need to know. We ask that you will be with Sister Donna and her family as she's asking for prayer. You know, the situation, the circumstances, everything that's going on in her life and in the lives of her family members. We just pray that every heart can be guided towards you and can be submitted to you. We pray for her dedication to wanting her family to follow your way. And we just ask for it as this mother continues in her own private petitions that you will answer them in accordance with your perfect will. We pray for those that are in need of you who have lost loved ones, Lord, that their minds can be guided towards you. We pray for the youth. We know that there are so many problems that they are experiencing, so many things that they are having to endure and to undergo, the peer pressure. We keep hearing about these mass shootings at the schools. The youth are definitely under attack, and we just pray that the parents who have children can see how important it is that they have a life in a relationship that is geared towards your word, so that they can teach their children the right way of living, the right way of doing things, so that their life can be hid in Christ. We just pray, Lord, that you will guide these hearts and minds through your Spirit. And we pray for every heart on the line, that you will bless everyone in a special way. We thank you for the testimony of our dear mother in Israel. Lord, we know that you have blessed her all these 90-plus years of her life, and we are so glad that she is feeling better and she's able to be more mobile and more flexible as she's able to go up and down the stairs of her home. What a blessing that is, and we just thank you that she trusts so dearly in your simple remedies. And Lord, we do want to thank you for the sister that is that you did not allow her to have any type of major stroke or even a heart attack, that you spared her life, and that she was there among the brethren that were able to help her. And we thank you, Lord, that all the tests did not show any damage to her. And what little bit it did reveal, we know that that is something that can easily be corrected. We pray that you will open up opportunities on both sides with our ministry as well as with her, for her to be able to come for a retreat. We thank you for her desire as she is longing to get better and seeing the need for her to be totally plant-based. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for each one of us. We take none of your blessings for granted, for we are grateful for each one. And may we remember the blessings, that these things are coming from you. It's nothing that we're doing. You're blessing us daily. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love and your protection. Thank you for our King, Jesus Christ, who is soon to come. May we serve him faithfully. And for this, we pray all of these things in his precious and blessed name. Amen.
Amen. He shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, brothers and sisters, is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.